You're listening to My First with Brady Matthews.
Brady Matthews, My First. I got a very special guest with me today. I got Vinny O'Shanna.
In the casa.
In the fucking... I'm very excited to have Vinny here because I think he's one of the funniest comedians to do it today.
Thank you.
Right today.
Thank you.
Vinny, give him a little little sample of what you've been on, where you've been. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, thanks, Brady. So I was in the United States Air Force. I left. I'm a
Sick.
Veteran all day.
And
pimp.
Thank you.
You walk, dog. Anytime. I would do it again. My brother was in, and my sister's still in. So guess what? Bam, 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 bam.
Pop all right. up.
So yeah, I left. I came here. Dude, literally within 6 months, I was doing open mics, and one of the weigh-ins saw me, Shantae Weigh-ins.
Right.
She goes, hey, Mike.
How do you even know who they are? How do you even know?
I didn't know.
There's like 400 of them.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But I didn't know.
Where did she see you? At the old haha?
I saw the old haha, and she, dude, very fucking beautiful, fucking awesome chick. I love Shantae Weigh-ins.
Sure, who doesn't?
She just had Tiffany Haddish's
baby
big girl. What is it? The
That's
girl,
what it sounds like.
The girls. What? It's one of those where Tiffany Haddish had like a bunch of comedians on it.
Oh, she ready.
Shantae was the funniest.
Oh yeah,
one. Yeah Shantae was that. Hilarious. So she saw me and she's like, yo, my uncle's. I don't know who the fuck her uncle was. I don't know who she was. Is doing this show. Can you give me a dude? This is when. You had to have somebody tape you and go get a VH, like a VHS.
Yeah, that's how old we are now.
Yeah, I'm old as fuck. And then burn it to a
fucking
DVD.
Sucks.
I gave it to her. I got on the Showtime show, The Underground.
Yep.
I did Def Comedy Jam. I did Kevin Hart's Half an Hour Comedy Central special.
Which is fucking, that was just recent.
That was recent.
And you know what's funny is too, is this is all shit you got on your own.
On my own. And mind you, it was called The Next Level. So I'm in contact with a lawyer right now to try to sue them because I didn't go to The Next Level. I'm still fucking. like can
You're
you,
still at the level.
I'm still at, it should have been called Stay at This Level.
Yeah, just don't go anywhere. It should be called We'll Be Right Back.
Yeah, and I'll still be right the fuck here.
Yeah, just it should be called Hang Tight.
Yeah, another couple years.
So let's go back for a hot second. So you were in the military. You were in the Air Force. You said
United
right?
States Air Force.
Air Force. Is aliens real?
1,000%.
Do you watch Project Blue Book? On history.
No, but I. But let me explain something.
Okay, go ahead.
If you don't believe in aliens, you're an
you
idiot.
Believe the like, coronavirus is real.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You think that we're just that this little speck of a planet and nothing else. It's just you're naive.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
But they're dude, either they're in cahoots or they're such badass secret sneaky motherfuckers, like, because there might be some of them that look like us that are out there that you don't even know about.
But here's the thing, as on the Air Force, the show that I watch, they talk about how the Air Force is like, say it's a water balloon. And they're like, but we have the shit.
Say it's a water balloon.
Yeah, and they're like,
Do you like your parents?
Yeah, how do you like your new car and your baby? Yeah. You're like, I don't know, not
them.
That great actually.
Yeah, I love my mom and dad.
So you started performing basically in front of your buddies
in the military.
Because were you always a funny kid growing up?
Always, dude.
How many you got siblings? You got brothers, sisters?
I'm in the middle. My sister's the oldest, and my brother's the youngest. I'm right in the middle. And dude, so our father was an alcoholic.
Nice.
Big time. Like, that's when America, you know, Trump's
sure.
America was great. That's when America was great. You got to deal with a drunk dad, you know, a mom.
Can we
that
bring
was,
that back?
Please. Like, I think that's what's lacking. That's why these kids are all running around rampant. You don't have that drunk dad that when you come home, he'd beat the shit out of you and be like, don't ever do stupid shit. You know, he was
And
drunk,
he didn't.
It was fun. Dude, what an exciting, like, kids today, they come home, mommy, hey, hi. And then can you imagine having to hide from a drunk dude that's pissed?
Did you come home and you brought him, like, second place and he would just rip it up in your face?
He'd burn it with a cigarette. That was
you
a
bring
dad.
Me this shit home again.
Yeah.
And you, I'm going to beat your mom so hard.
That was dad.
And that's dad.
That, dude, but look at the character it built. Like, look at how strong I am.
Yeah.
I don't bully people.
And you look
good.
Thank you're a good-looking guy.
I'm healthy. And so Brady, he'd come. So my dad, I remember this vividly, would drink two Miller High Lifes, the tall boys, just to go to work in the morning. I swear to God.
Oh, wow.
My mom would pack in a brown
what
bag
did he do
like
for
a
work?
Boss.
Wow.
He was electrical engineer. He worked for Northeast Utilities.
Great.
So he would be.
What could go wrong?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Two to go to work.
Yeah.
And then the moment he got home, he would drink, no bullshit, Coca-Cola with Gordon's vodka. Like, dude, that's poison.
Wait, vodka and Coke?
Vodka and Coke. Disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Like a boss.
That's what you drink when you run out of shit.
That's it. That's yeah. exactly it.
Like,
that's like,
the reason why Snoop drank gin and juice is because there was nothing else to drink.
Oh, dude. So the weekend would come. He would bring over all of his fucking friends, and they're all alcoholics.
Sure.
And these are all Middle Eastern dudes, right?
Yeah, so they're my just mom getting would be fucking rowdy.
Shit-faced and drunk. And, bro, two things happened. People were like, did you guys ever play catch or sports? My father never threw one fucking ball at me, but guess what? I had to make all of his friends drinks. By 8 years old, I was a professional bartender. I swear. I'm like, what do you want? I want Jack and Coke. This, I'll squeeze the lime. Dude, I'm not joking. I was fucking, dude, I know how to make drinks now because of that. And then after like four or five drinks in, you'd hear like, Vinny! He'd call us in, and he'd make me just perform in front of him.
I just picture little Vinny with like an apron. I was like, yes, Dad, whatever you need.
Yeah, whatever. He's like, just make them laugh.
What can I get you guys?
Yeah.
Who needs
anybody,
sandwiches?
Anybody?
Who needs sandwiches?
I was basically like, what's his name? Spider and fucking Good Claws. He's like, why don't you do a fucking dance? Yeah. Dance the drink.
You just walk in with a cast on.
I was like, hey, why don't you go fuck yourself? Dad,
he's like, he got a mouth on him.
Don't take no shit off of nobody.
Then he turns around, he's like, I'm going to be a comedian.
Yeah,
now you're Italian. I'm going to be a comedian, Papa.
Give me a fucking a break. So Brady, he'd make me stand there and just perform in front of these guys.
Right.
And bro, you want to talk about a tough fucking crowd?
Sure.
Old Middle Easterns that are immigrants that can't really speak the language.
And you're like six.
And I'm seven, eight years old, and they're just murdering in front of them. Like, some would laugh, and then I'd start making fun of this guy and how he drinks and how his wife looks.
That's
just
fucking great.
And then I would, and real talk, because I'm not like these comedians that are here that are actual joke thieves. I was young growing up, so I'd watch George Carlin and do his jokes in front of them.
Oh, that's great.
But I wouldn't.
But they probably
like,
didn't even have any clue
they
who George
no
Carlin
idea who he
is.
Was. Yeah.
And if you told me, like, that's George Carlin. Like,
yeah, like,
fuck you.
Yeah. I'd be like, isn't it weird that most women who are against abortion are women that you wouldn't want to fuck in the first place? And they're like, oh, shit. I'm like, George Carlin. So, and dude, and then my sister is like a classical piano player, so she'd be playing
is
the piano.
Really?
Yeah, dude, you would come to our house.
Dude, who are you, Eddie Murphy?
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Bro, our house.
How did you not get on SNL?
Dude, don't even start with me. I've auditioned. Listen, so, and I really think that they would just come over to fucking see us because she'd be playing the piano. They'd have piano hour, comedian hour, but then my brother, they would just come
in
and just fucking fuck with him because my brother's a little bit, you know, overweight. Right. You bully him, and then you get
you're
the
like, your dad's like, he's going to be an electrician.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
Vic, go fix.
Shut
go,
the light.
Go fix something.
Yeah, they're like, shut the light off. Now turn it back on. Look at him. Look how good he is with the lighting. he's a lighting guy. But yeah, dude, that just, I had it all my life, and then I joined the military, and I remember the
But why
day,
did you join the military?
Brady,
you didn't know
like
what else
Brady,
to do?
He, no guidance from him.
Yeah.
My mom is the
Your
most
guidance counselor
person.
Was like, this guy's way
never,
too much energy.
Can I ask you? I never met my guidance counselor.
I didn't either.
Well, isn't that weird?
Although I did get kicked out of school a lot.
Oh, no, I got in trouble. Oh, I got suspended for a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
But I didn't have the guidance. And then, dude, I kind of just fell through the cracks, and then it was done. And dude, high honor roll. I was fucking smart as fuck in high school. Never studied, but I aced all the tests.
Yeah,
because my dad was brilliant. My dad spoke like six fucking fluent languages.
Wow,
swear to God, French, Russian, Jewish. He spoke Hebrew. He spoke everything.
Wow.
They
you speak another language?
I speak Assyrian, which is like Babylonian old school. That's what these.
Oh.
He's an old school. That's what Jesus spoke.
Yeah.
And Hebrew and our Aramaic are pretty.
What about Armenian? You speak any Armenian?
Not at all. The words completely different.
You know I'm a quarter Armenian.
You swear to God. Fucking. That's so your dad's side.
My grandpa's last name is Eslamvorian.
Shut up.
So every time I get in an Uber, they go. I tell them because I can tell they're Armenian because they're very standoffish and they have shitty candy, and they go. And they
what?
And I go, my grandma's last name is Aznavorian. He goes, Aznavorian.
What?
He goes, it's cool. Wow. He goes, you're the singer, you know, Aznavorian.
Yeah.
And I go, it's Aznavorian.
Yeah,
I go, no, I don't listen to any of his shit. And then that's it. The Uber drives over.
Like you offended him. Like,
totally.
What? You don't know who Harut Bambuchan is?
Like, can I get a candy?
Yeah, can I please have one of these mints?
So then you started doing stand-up for your guys, for your troops.
And I remember the day because I was stationed in Great Falls, Montana, and dude, they would have like the most happening bar would have comics come in, bro.
Yeah.
And like, think about Brady. I would see this room packed with like 150, 200 people, and just the wait for whoever was coming, and they weren't ever really funny. I would just get up and start clowning everybody that was in the military. Like, I do impressions of some of our sergeants and shit like that, and I kind of got that buzz because, dude, I loved making people laugh because it was a way of like escaping from what my father, dude, because life was, it was fucking, we had no fun. Yeah. We never went on a vacation, Disneyland.
Right.
Zero, bro. Yeah. Never. Like, when
you're
having
vacation
alcohol,
you got was you going from the kitchen to back to the living room.
Yeah, go make me ice. Dude, yeah. We would be good making times. Ice for his drink. Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
So we never had that break. So I just love, like, especially making my mom laugh, because my mom,
yeah,
who's
what it's
a
all
fucking
about.
Saint,
yeah.
Would have to awesome deal with too. This guy. She would have to deal with the drinks and the friends. She's like, we never had any time
for
us. Did
they stay married the whole time?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Wow. Like, when he passed away, oh, for sure. And she's one of those old-fashioned Middle Easterns. Where
and she's
like,
still around too, right?
She's alive, fuck yeah.
Oh, thank God.
She's
Because I know she lights those little candles for every time
she
the Yankees
play. Which, fuck, like, I'm not even, yeah, not this year, though, because everybody's hurt. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, but, your pitching's no good.
Not
yeah.
done. And Stanton got hurt today, too. But anyway.
I want your take on the Astros, too, but okay.
Yeah. And then, it was a good escape. And seeing her laugh, because I got to take her away from her fucked up life, her shitty life, it was a great feeling. So it was.
What dope. Did she come to your taping at the Kevin Hart thing?
She was at the tape. My sister was there. My
Chris
brother
Kershaw was there.
Chris Kershaw
your
was definitely
boyfriend.
There. wait, what? Yeah. I did with Jack Jr., Terry from the Hot.
Everybody
came, and it, dude.
How did you feel when he did it? You fucking crushed it.
You know that feeling, Brady, where you're like, I'm fucking. It's on. Like nothing you say could have gone wrong. And I did because I went over my time, but they edited, you know, to cut it together. I gave them a little bit more. Which
How much time did you do?
I want to say I did 30. I did half an hour.
Wow.
But they only air 20.
Do you find it hard to do? Is that your first theater you've ever done? Like doing that much time?
For a special?
Yeah.
Yes. But when I used to open for Damon Wayans Sr., theaters, I mean, dude, that laugh.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like a wave,
isn't it
weird?
Because it goes, it comes and then it comes back.
Yeah.
I had that once at the Seattle Comedy Competition. It wasn't laughs. It was just get the fuck off stage. Yeah, so it was that.
Fuck you. Who's the other guy?
It was that. Yeah. That feeling, which is not good.
Yeah.
Have you ever had an experience? Because I know as comedians, we're like, no, I fucking crushed it every time. What is your first awful bomb?
The first awful bomb was at this comedy competition at the Ice House in that smaller
was
room.
It that was that the
Uncle Clyde?
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
That's when I won it.
I won it too.
Yeah.
But when I auditioned.
Look at us now, huh?
Look at us.
Fuck.
So I auditioned, bro, Brady. I'm auditioning. It's just the guy.
Yep.
I don't know his name. My cousin, one other person.
Paul, I think his name was Paul, some
they
own, stuck
don't
up.
They, don't they well don't they own the Flappers, don't
yeah,
they?
That's
Barbara
the guy.
And fuck,
Barbara and something. Every time I see him, he's like, Jesus, dude.
Yeah, I don't know the guy's name.
Fucking
but,
creeps
dude,
me out.
I'm doing a joke and I kick my leg. Thank God nobody was at the front. The mic stand went. If somebody was in the front row, I would crack their head open. And think about this. There's only three people in there, dude. It was this quiet.
Oh,
it made me not want to do comedy. That it was horrible. And
how old were you at the time? 20s?
Out of the Air Force, yeah, 20, 22.
But did you probably thought you were untouchable though? Did you even really think you bombed, or you're like, nah, it's on them?
You don't think that you're bombing, so that feeling, that sweat, that like, oh shit, because then Brady, I saw that bomb made me go, I'm not gonna let that beat me. Like I never want to feel that again, which you don't realize. There's a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
Because people don't, comedians don't, and I know the audience don't, you are going up, you have to be relevant in front of a completely different group of random motherfuckers just sitting in a room, and you have to be relatable every single time you go up. And guess what? Times are changing every fucking day. You can't talk about this. You can't talk about this. They're consistently judging you.
You can only be racist if you're gay, if you have red hair, or if your video is shot. Yeah. Not really racist, though.
You can be edgy.
I told Jackie your fucking ways bit the other night, and she was crying laughing.
She liked
I think I butchered it pretty bad. But I think that's one of your best bits I think you've ever done.
Thanks.
And we won't do it because I don't want certain people to fucking
listen. Somebody will watch it. My shit's my shit. And we're not going to say no names.
No, we're going to say any names.
But my jokes have been, I swear to God, I have people from Boston calling me going, are you watching such and such special?
Yeah.
Which is not even a special. It's a regular.
Yeah.
Dude, he did another one of your fucking jokes.
Yeah.
And whoever, the real comedians that are watching this know exactly who I'm talking about.
But you know what? Your time will come.
Yeah, it's all good.
Maybe when we're 60.
Yeah, but then I could be able to do my own jokes at these places. You know what's bad? When you do a joke at the Laugh Factory and the owner, Jamie Masada's like, buddy, you can't do that joke because such and such do it. And I go, what?
That's mine, bitch.
And I go, that's mine. I've never been accused of stealing my own joke. Dude, I had to call the fucker and be like, yo, dog, this guy's saying that I'm stealing the joke that I know that you know. Here, And then, dude, I barely get booked.
Did you really get the phone?
I swear to
God,
I did it.
Funny. That's balls.
But it didn't help me because I don't get booked that much. You know what I mean?
See, I look at it as a compliment. If someone's stealing my jokes, I know I'm on the right path.
That's a good sign. Yeah, you're right.
If no one's stealing your jokes, yeah. You might want to fucking rethink about what you're doing.
Yeah, but if they're blowing up and they're fucking famous as fuck, and it's like, come on, at least pay me. If you gave me money, I'd shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Give me 20 grand. I won't talk ever again.
Yeah. What shows influenced you when you were a little kid to do stand-up comedy? What did you like watching?
In Living Color was...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, bro. Yeah. And that's why it was such a beautiful thing when I got to work with them. And, like, Damon Jr. is a good friend. Damon Sr. is, like, one of the best fucking people. I know him and his fucking son. Mikey Wayans, Craig Wayans, all the... There's so many of them.
How do you remember all their names?
Dude, they're such good fucking... It's not easy, but they're fucking great.
Who's the young Wayans that's on TV right now that's killing it?
Greg?
Your boy. Your boy.
Damon Jr. Damon Wayans Jr. is fucking
He's killing it.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
And what really tops it off is when you're a great fucking dude.
Yeah.
I mean, just as we know
pretty much 90% of the dudes that we hang with are pretty shady fucking shitty guys.
I'm so happy you said that. Yeah. 95% of the people in this town are full of shit, and the 5% are on the toilet.
And also the 2% don't want to see you do good at all.
At all. It's like there's so much money out there. There's so much shows. Just I want you to win, bro. Just don't fucking take my shit.
Yeah.
Or just don't talk shit about me behind my back.
Can you tell my firsters that what was that bit you did about the balls? You had the balls out.
Remember
you had a bit about when you go to the club and you have your nuts out with Ari Spears?
Jeans. Oh, Ari Spears. There's a sketch called.
Can you break that down for
me? Balls out jeans. Ari Spears. It's
by the way, you can't do that now.
No,
there's no way.
YouTube flagged it, but it was balls out jeans. It's like me and Aries walk up to Edie Patterson, who's the girl that's the female in Righteous, the one with Adam Devine.
Oh, I don't know.
The religious show on.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. With
Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah.
So she's on there. She's sitting there with Gabrielle Dennis, and me and Ari go walk up to him like, hey, babes, you guys free? Or she's like, our eyes are up here. And then Ari goes, aren't you tired of them walking with their stuff out and we can't? So we did balls out jeans. All right, bro, two things you have to understand. You know how hard it is to cut a hole in a jean to have your nuts just pull out?
Were your nuts actually out?
Yeah. Yes,
I thought I'd be way too embarrassed to have my nuts actually out.
No, they were really out.
Absolutely not.
And the funniest part of the whole thing, dude, we cut them, and sometimes it was like your dick was out. So they're like new jeans, and the wardrobe was like, "Come on, guys!" So I cut a little hole.
Come on, guys. Guys, no more.
Cut the hole the size you know.
Let's get this sketch done. People got to eat and throw up afterwards.
And I'm not joking. Damon Sr. goes, because some of the guys didn't want to do it. He's like, you're not going to be in this sketch if those aren't going to be real. He goes, we're not doing prosthetic bullshit and spending money. And I was like, all right, dude, Aries was really hesitant because, you know, some days your balls aren't there.
Aren't really performing.
They were just tucked. Like, you know that day where the balls are just sucked up and it's just skin.
Yeah.
It's like elephant skin. And bro,
there's even times my wiener's like, I don't feel like doing this today.
Yeah, not please.
And you're like, fuck.
Please. But this one, dude, but this day was like, my balls were, they were like warm.
Feeling good.
It felt great.
Yeah, because you were shooting and your marbles were hot.
100%.
Sure.
So we did that sketch and bro, so it was just balls out jeans. And dude, it was just the funniest sketch. And Damon Jr. in one of the shots, he's dancing and he's mushing them so hard.
Dude.
It was the best.
Were you guys nut flicking each other?
100%.
That's so mean.
Beer, because I was pouring beer on myself.
I saw that.
It was fun. Dude.
Oh my god, dude!
It was great.
If you could be on, SNL, would you do it?
I 100%.
Did you ever audition for SNL?
I sent in this material, but yeah, you know what I mean. Not actually,
yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Pete Davidson got it. And
no,
I didn't get it.
I was just gonna say this. Pete Davidson, who I'm not a hater. I hate when people go, you hating? If I don't like the comedy. Dude, he make other people laugh. That's fine. I don't have to like everybody's shit. I just saw a little bit of his special. I don't know if you, did you see it?
No.
That's one of those. It ain't a real. He obviously has been focused just on sketch comedy and not stand up. He opens with talking shit about Louis C.K. You have to see this. You know what he says? He goes.
I haven't seen it. Now I gotta see it. Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix right now. It's on the front thing. He goes. Louis C.K. was a host, you know, on SNL. There's a group gaggle of people around them. They're all talking, writers, da 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 da. And he goes, "Hey, what the fuck? You smoking weed?" And went to Lorne Michaels and ratted on Pete Davidson, like to get him off the fucking show because he was smoking weed.
What? What is this? 1945?
You need to watch it. It's really like that. That was the most engaging part of the whole set because you're like, he opened with that. He's like, fuck Louis C.K. I was like,
that takes some balls.
Big time balls, which I don't think.
But also, I don't think Louis C.K. Does Louis C.K. actually give a fuck?
No.
He doesn't give a fuck about
anything.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Zero.
Yep, he doesn't care.
And he's on his tour right now. I think it's I Don't Really Care tour.
It's the
go fuck yourself.
Laughter. People still want to come laugh at my shit and they'll pay for tickets. Yeah. He's making a dude, in this day and age, this society, LA, this bubble that we're in, which is a fucking shitty bubble.
Yeah.
You could fucking sad. Do stupid shit and in a year or two, you're back.
Yeah.
These people's like caring is their mindset is a year and then something will happen with a dog or
sure.
Somebody will hit somebody and they'll forget. Well, Louis everything. CK's, the comeback's yeah. coming back.
So when you do stand-up comedy, where do you think you grab some of your stand-up from? Like, do you remember the first joke you ever came up with and how awful was it or was it good?
I think, this is funny. That's funny that you asked. I think the first one was a suicide joke, which, can't talk about that either.
Of course, no.
But I was like, I saw something about a guy jumping or falling or in Miami, jumped like off a 30-story building, and he just jumped, and that was it. And I thought it was weird because I'm like, you know what? Your life hasn't gone that well. You're killing yourself. At least make that moment memorable. And I was like, yo, if that was me, at least try to break a record. Like, if that was me, like, I would try to do something like... I would try to do the most front flips. This is my first.
Vinny, that's fun. Okay, you should still use that.
But tell me if this is
funny. That's really funny.
Is that good? Like, because I go like this. I go, because at least the news report will have some type of laughter. Because could you imagine this, Brady? Hey, guys, we're live downtown.
Dude, that's so funny.
We're live downtown Los Angeles. Tragedy today. A man, Vincent Lashana, plunged, 20 feet to his death. Very, very sad, sad moment. On a lighter note, he did break two world records.
He tucked his legs
one
in.
One most front flips with 52, and the second, he reached the highest pitch known to by a male.
You go,
with a G sharp. That was my first, and I never really did it.
Oh, dude. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that was my first. I don't even know.
There's just pictures of you like this.
Like that diver that hit his face.
Oh my god, dude, you better bring that back. That's right, funny. Put in your special.
Dude, that's why somebody will it's probably getting taken right now. Somebody'll take this.
Do you remember your first shitty job? How about that?
Ooh, first shitty job?
Yeah. Like, did you have a shitty job out of the Air Force?
Out of the Air Force? No, I didn't work right out of the Air Force. I saved money to come here.
Sure.
First shitty job, I was a YMCA a Nautilus
come
system.
On.
Trainer,
how did you find that job?
I worked out the YMCA all the time. I was always working out.
Sure.
But Brady, you want to laugh? So I was in charge of the Nautilus. But all the old people that live at the YMCA, whenever they wanted their blood pressure check with that, the real one. And guess what? I had no idea what I was doing, so I was giving people hope. Like, people were dying. I was like, nope, 120 over 80. Yeah. Get out of here, buddy.
Bro, I was a personal trainer, and I used to take people's like body percentage. Yeah. I had no clue. You know how you have to pinch the back of the fat with the calibers?
Yeah, what is that?
Couldn't tell you.
Done?
But honestly, dude, you could put a taco on that thing, and we could have done the same thing. I would have had no clue.
Brady, people are probably dead because of us.
Totally.
People are probably dead.
And then they go, can you give me a meal plan? And I go, yeah, of course, dude. Here you go. I would just like brown rice, chicken,
cottage cheese,
whatever you need.
Yeah,
I didn't know. I didn't know as a personal trainer. Like, I just didn't know. Sometimes I'd show up and I'd have like a couple cigarettes before I'd come in.
Oh my god, that's so fucking funny.
So you did the Nautilus thing. How did you even do that?
I knew how to use all the machines. I'd help the older people.
So you were kind of a trainer too.
I was kind of a trainer, dude. I was in stupid shape, like ridiculous shape. Like,
yeah, if you're in good shape now.
Yeah, I mean,
but as older guys, don't you find it's a lot fucking harder?
Yeah, no, we're falling. We're breaking down. It's a sad.
It's gravity
fact.
Just fucking pushing you into the ground.
Nobody wants to stop. And I did this the other day, and it kind of tripped me out. You're dying.
Yeah.
You're fucking dying. And guess what? You're not going to go out with grace. It's like, my knee's not going to get better.
No, that bit's funny, too.
Me just popping out.
Popping your knee.
And you helped me out, though, because I was like, the older you get, nobody can steal this now because we're doing it.
Sure.
I go, the older you get in life, you become every character from The Wizard of Oz, every man character. For instance, first you become the Tin Man because all your joints are fucked. I don't care how much fish oil you take. You're falling apart.
Right.
Your brain goes
all the keto
shit.
Bullshit.
All the keto, go fuck yourself.
Non-GMO.
Your brain starts going to shit like the scarecrow because you're just a fucking retard. Yeah. And then I go, you become everything. I'm so emotional. Dude, I cried.
Sure.
I cried at the beginning of Up for like 10 minutes when his wife, you become, that's the cowardly
lion. Oh, the Up? Dude, yeah. Dude, with the dog, dies, the tennis balls, and when she dies and he goes up with the balloons.
I'm dead.
I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
I'm crying. I don't like it. No. I go, I don't want to cry. No.
My mom goes, you want to see the new movie with Harrison Ford and that dog? Oh. I go, absolutely
nope,
not.
I don't
want to
see anything.
I don't want to see that.
Nope.
Because I can tell you what's going to happen at the end. The fucking dog dies.
Old Yeller.
Give me a break, guy. I'm not trying to watch any movie with a dog dying.
I don't want
to
see it.
Show
you
me
a dog.
Movie. Show me Cujo. At least I can root for that a little bit. You know what I mean?
Like, come on, Cujo, get him.
Yeah, I get him because most people suck.
Yeah, and then on that brain, and the last one was when you helped me with this, you go, and no matter what, you become a Dorothy at the end because no matter where you go, no matter what you're doing, at a club, I don't care how lit it is, you have fucking bottle table, there's no place like home.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, I want to get the fuck out of
this.
Dude, place.
You just want to put your slippers on.
Yeah.
Take the red ones off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's we're getting old.
So okay, so that's your first bomb. What was your first like crushing set where you got like a standing ovation? You're like, this is what I want to do. Do you remember that?
Good question. It was on the road in San Francisco with Damon Wayans Sr. Me and his son were hosting.
Do you think he had a hard time kind of following you a little bit?
But you want to know the what makes?
I would go with yes.
You know what makes him a dope ass fucking comic? He'd go, Vinny, you fucking keep going up there
and
doing
it.
What you're doing because that's going to make me fucking, because energy, goes, he's older than me.
Yeah.
He's like, just Vinny, that pushes me to, I mean, obviously the writing was there. He just wanted to keep that fucking, dude, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Somebody like me or you that goes up there, we're punching them in the fucking face.
Yeah.
And then the headliner got to come up and do an hour.
Yeah.
He ain't doing 40 minutes.
No.
Motherfuckers, Damon Sr. could do fucking hours of shit.
Yeah.
He could go on.
But let me ask you a question. Even doing hours of stuff, as a comedian, like I like to go up and do maybe an hour.
Yeah.
And I'm good.
Yep.
I'm good. I don't know if I want to do like Dane Cook and do like six to seven hours.
You know what that is? That's fucking.
No, it's called narcissism.
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 And guess what? It's kind of illegal because you're holding me hostage.
Of course.
I don't want to listen to your bullshit. This isn't a psychiatrist.
Totally.
Like, come on, dude.
And they run out of food and drink.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay, so you break it down for me. So what happened when you crushed?
And then, dude,
where was it at?
I remember, I forgot, the theater in, because he was shooting his special, and it was in some theater, and it was those beautiful ones where you go in the back, Brady, and you see all the wires from it was a theater.
It's an actual legit,
gorgeous
where they have like orchestras and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we just found out, he's like, I'm going to pay you. Dude, he fucking hooked us up money-wise. He's the most generous motherfucker out there.
Probably got a ton of cash.
I think he has a couple of dollars.
Yeah, and living color?
He might have a couple of dollars. Yeah. Maybe he's a thousandaire.
Just a scotch.
Yeah, he goes, you guys go up there and just fucking have fun because, you know, he's going to do his thing. Bro, these motherfuckers, and you know that feeling, when they stand up, it's like validation for everything that you picked to do this,
mm-hmm.
and now you're at the peak because, like I said, you're making this random group all go, you know what? I'm not sitting.
Yeah.
I'm going to get up.
Yep.
I'm good. I paid my money. That's good enough. Yep. I'm going to get up to show this fucking person, like, you got me out of my seat, bro. Like, what you just did, I'm going to remember for the rest of my life. That's what a standing ovation.
I mean, the feeling is like, it's like a drug. It's legit like
it
a drug.
It is.
And,
it's amazing.
And you want it over and over again.
Yep.
So if you could be on any show growing up as a little kid, besides The Living Color, what other show would you be on?
Fraggle Rock.
Nothing wrong with that.
I would want to be
so
one of the Fraggles.
You want to be a Muppet.
Dude, that'd be one of the dopest.
Just their heads like this?
Yeah. Like when they walk into the cave and some of those things would go back into
dude,
the
cave. Dude, I would want to be, what was the show with Balky and?
Balky, all Perfect Strangers.
Yes, dude.
Perfect Strangers was the best.
Dude, Bronson Pinto is whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah. He looks like Amir K. He's the new Amir K.
Totally. Totally. I think the same age,
Mike,
too.
Mike, hold on. Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, you're on speaker on the fucking podcast. What do you want, you piece of shit?
What's up, Mike, son?
I'm 10 minutes from your house.
All right, bitch, guess what?
Shit.
Mike, I'm leaving in
guess
a little
what?
Bit, so guess what? You fucking go in my house and you could play with yourself, all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye. Bye, Mike.
Oh, see, there's Terry, dude, finally.
Oh, weird.
She what goes, Brady, I am driving from Las Vegas. What day do you want to be on?
Say
what should
Friday,
I say, Friday?
Say Friday.
Friday.
Saturday first.
Saturday sucks.
Fridays are Friday first show, Saturday first show.
Okay, Friday.
Friday and Saturday.
Friday
show.
First.
Saturday
first.
Yes. Yep.
Thanks, yeah. Terry.
Perfect.
Anyways, okay. All right. Yeah, because I got to get out of here in a hot minute, too.
There's an audition, which you're going to hook me up with your agent. I need an agent.
Yeah.
Seriously, real talk.
Yeah, I had, dude, I went in today. Vinny, I'll tell you. I went in today for this new pilot called Plan B.
Yeah.
I haven't been in an audition in 6 fucking months, and I just signed with these new guys.
Okay, good.
So I just got with them, and they go, you have an audition tomorrow. And I was like, great. So I went in today, and it was for guys sitting around. They were talking about someone needs a new kidney. It's a comedy.
Yeah.
And so I had to do all three of those parts. Yeah. So I walk out. I got done. And this is what feels good. It's like comedy. Yeah. And they go, Brady, can you come back in? We want you to do a different part. It was for one of the leads.
Yeah.
For the pilot. Beautiful. And I was like, great. But, you know, as this business is, you get your fucking – you get all hot and warm. Ready. And you're like, here we go, dude. Yeah. Things are changing.
Yeah. And then –
and then nothing you call your changing. Agent and you go – hey, real quick.
Did they ever call back?
Did you happen to hear anything by chance?
Oh, yeah, that's silent. Oh, good. How many times do you refresh your email? Like that little drag down, and you're like,
it's the worst.
I did it 3 times while I was here. I'm like, because I just emailed like a bunch of people just waiting outside. I'm like, I'm emailing everybody. This show that I shot, The Sizzle, and it's like, bro, if you're your biggest agent.
Of course.
You're your guy, so.
How much time do you have? So I got you for
how much? I mean, let's do 10 more minutes.
10 more minutes, great.
We've been here for an hour, right?
All
right,
do you remember your first kiss?
Yes, Maribel.
It's so funny how people remember this shit.
Dude, she was the tallest Puerto Rican chick, and I was short as fuck growing up. I remember on my tippy toes her breath tasted amazing. Oh, gum.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And I was in fifth, sixth grade. It was, dude, I'm sure she was a tall Puerto Rican chick. I was like, you know, like where you're like practicing your tongue? And it was just wet as fuck.
I can't wait for people to fucking
and see this. I remember her kissing, moving my head away, grabbing her shirt, wiping it, and then
going back in. Do you remember the first time you like fingered a chick?
First time fingered a chick. Yep. I think I want to say maybe 8th grade, but she wouldn't take off the pants at all. So you know that my forearm
and your arm hurt so bad.
That could be an exercise at like 24 hour fitness.
Sure.
You know they have the forearm thing?
Just
a little jeans.
Yeah, just
unbutton
set up some,
it. This isn't for me.
Sure. Yeah, just set
it's
up some set up some jeans by the yoga mats and just fucking get your finger in there.
You know people would be like, dude.
Just that forearm.
The line on that machine would be fucking.
Yeah. What was your first fight?
First fight was after a track meet. Me and my boys, Tony, Jamal, a couple of guys. We go to Burger King. Some dude's talking shit. Blah, 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 blah. I crept up on him. Dude, I hit him so hard. His shoe flew off. And I was, dude, because remember, I was a skinny little kid in high school, but I would get down all the time.
Yeah.
That was the talk. I would walk down.
I bet
down.
You were a little shit talker just to everybody.
But I would back it up. I'd fight.
Sure.
I wasn't like, hey,
no, I would, dude, I would talk. I would shit talk and be like, Tim, come here.
Tim, help.
Help.
Help me, Timmy. No, and then, dude, I hit this guy so hard, his shoe flew off.
Yeah.
And they laughed. Dude, so when you'd come to school homeroom, you'd walk down that, like, hallway. We had just a corner of just all of us talking shit, busting balls. They accept me into that group. They're like, yo, this guy, look at what he did.
He's the fucking shit.
He's crazy.
How tall were you when you were, like, in middle school, high school?
3'4". No, I was just
always dress up as a leprechaun?
Yeah. Dude, I was short as fuck. Like, I was so short.
You were always wearing green.
Yeah. I was tiny, but I'm 5'8 now, but I mean, it was bad.
Do you remember the first time you get your ass kicked?
First time I got my ass kicked.
Never?
No, I got my ass kicked. So we...
You ever get in fights in the Air Force?
Yeah, all the time. Dude. But no, I didn't have no losses in the Air Force. I was like 10-0. But one of my first ones, I was a kid, and I got beat up on a bus, and like I was underneath the thing. I just remember like feet, and I was kicking. I had lumps on my fucking head, and it was pretty bad.
Yeah, I remember I got my ass kicked one time. I was at this bar. I was hooking up with this chick, and her boyfriend was over there. And she gets in the cab with me, and then he pulls up a car next to us, and he goes, he rolls down the window, and he goes to me, he goes, roll down the window, he goes, who's that chick you're with? And I didn't know they were. I go, this is Donald so-and-so.
Yeah.
He goes, that's my girlfriend. And then he goes, spits in my face.
No.
And then they drive off, right? So we go to this next bar, and I go to the next bar, and we're like there. You know, you see in movies how you see, like, you grab a drink, and, like, you smash on someone's head?
Yeah.
So I did that. Vinny, I slice my hand so hard. And then I get in a fight with this guy. His boys just start beating the shit out of me. And now I've got hit my hand. Dude,
did you hit him in the head, though?
I nailed him, good. Dude. Got him real good. And then I like knocked him out. And then his boys, we were at a DePaul bar in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but it's a bunch of rich fucking cocksucking white kids.
All of them have,
like, you know, like really expensive like gear on and everything.
Yeah.
All Tommy Hilfiger, everything.
Got you.
Beat the shit out of
me.
I came home. I remember I looked in the mirror and I go, oh no, dude.
Like, it's bad.
Like, it was so bad.
Is this forever?
I was laying on my chest. I was laying on the couch with peas on my chest. I couldn't go to the hospital because I thought I was going to get arrested for being so drunk.
How bad was your hand? Stitches?
Awful. Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay. I got like 15 stitches, but it made for a good story. What was your first good cry?
Wow. Shit. First good cry.
Good or bad?
Dude, it's crazy because when my father passed away, I didn't cry. And it felt weird because everybody was but me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit. Dude, that's a really good question.
I remember my grandma died or passed away at the funeral. I was bawling my ass.
Yeah.
I was bawling my ass so hard. My dad put his hand on my back and was like, okay.
Like, yo, dude, I'll hit you if you don't drink.
Relax,
like,
guy. You're crying for everyone.
Yeah,
right,
relax.
Now.
Save some. Like, let somebody else get the shine.
Even my grandma was like, "What the fuck is wrong with this
let
guy?"
Let him shine. Let somebody else get the emotions. First, it was probably something like my mother. I think my mother was sick or something. She got like a heart thing because she had to put stents in. Dude, I was at my house crying to where like it wouldn't stop. But
but
like I said, now you're getting older.
And everything
I'll
makes
cry
you cry.
Random. I'll cry random. Like,
I know.
I was watching something. I was like, are you fucking crying right now?
Yeah, dude.
Out loud.
Yeah.
I'd say that.
Yeah. I was watching the NBA draft, and I think I started crying for no reason. I was like, these guys are so young. The opportunities.
Oh, God. I watched one. You know which ones fuck me up? When the father, who's a soldier, or the mother, comes home and surprises the kid.
Oh.
And they turn and they go,
crush
like,
you.
Fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Why? I don't want to watch that.
Yeah. What was your first awful audition?
Oh, God. I don't even
where do we start?
Where do I even start? Oh, dude. It was one of those bring in characters.
Did you audition for A Living Color?
No. For the new one?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's a new one. It was just what's it called one? No, it wasn't a show. It was a
I remember because they were bringing back A Living Color for a hot minute.
They didn't. I don't think they did. Yeah. I would if they did.
Yeah.
But
because
you'd
be so good on it.
It was. I would love it. It was one of those your agent sends you and Barry Katz.
Oh.
It was one of those just bring in characters. And I didn't have any. I didn't have anything set up. My agent's like, just go.
Oh.
And I just started doing a bit, and he was like this.
Yeah.
Next, I was like, fuck you. I want to kill myself.
Fucking Barry Katz. Yeah. Fucking Jag. What was the first movie you ever saw?
Wow, first movie. Might be. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Really?
Seriously, it might be one of those. Like, that I remember.
What was the first what was the first comedy movie you saw where you're like, that shit's fucking funny?
It was probably like an Eddie Murphy. The funniest I've ever laughed at
Beverly
anything.
Hills Cop?
Beverly Hills Cop. I'm saying in general, at the laugh that I remember, my cousin let me listen on cassette The Jerky Boys. And fucking cried because he was like, yeah, what? Open your fucking ears, jackass.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, Frank Rizzo, all right, easy. Dude. Because I couldn't believe that they were, like, they were really pranking people. It was brilliant.
Dude, Howard Stern, have you ever listened to Howard?
Of course.
He has a thing where, have you heard the one where they have the Chinese restaurant calls the other Chinese restaurant?
Oh my God, and they just put it, dude, that's just brilliant.
I think that happens to be one of my favorite crank calls. I remember I was on the freeway going to Vegas crying.
Like, who the fuck, what do you want? They're like, I want fucking China, what do you want, bitch? You called me, I didn't call you.
Dude, there's another one he did the other day called Animals Having Sex and You Have to Name the Animal.
Oh my God, that's fucking disgusting.
I was like, is that a panda? Is that a chipmunk? Is that
might be a dolphin?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah.
Hurry up, Brady. You have an audition.
I do. All right. Let's do some. I like to do rapid questions.
Go.
Ready?
All right. Here we go.
All right. Rapid questions, and we'll end on this, and then we'll go kill ourselves.
Okay.
All right. Rapid questions. Celebrity you wish you were.
Tom Cruise.
Great. That's a good one. Yeah, I can see that. Celebrities you look up to.
Celebrities I look up to.
Damon?
Damon Wayans Jr. and Damon Wayans Sr.
Jack Jr. Right.
Comic.
Yeah, sorry. Old celebrity you'd have sex with that no one would think you'd have sex with.
Who's the old chick from Chrissy from
From
Three's
Company?
Company. Yes. Done deal.
Oh,
done.
Fuck. She's so hot.
She was so dumb and
do you like mostly white chicks or do you like it all?
I like every. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah. All right. You tried to impress a chick and it went bad.
Yes. Yeah. All the time.
Yeah. What have you done? What is
I think,
it?
Oh, I brought her to a fucking show that I fucking did not do well. And she left.
No.
I swear to God. I drove her and she Ubered and left. You whore. Wherever you are, you whore.
Wow. Okay, what's the most unsexiest thing a girl can do in bed during a first hookup?
Not have a clean ass.
Yeah.
Dude, I hooked up with a girl and it was doggy style. She came from the club, banging ass girl. Turned around and I got that scent. I swear to you, Brady, on our friendship, I went and got a baby wipe and wiped it. And she goes, "Did you just do what I think that you just did?"
Yeah.
I was like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Asshole." And we still fucked.
I'd be like, clean up.
Like, I'm here clean. I was waiting for you. You club, go to the
bathroom. Maybe she was just dancing real hard.
I don't give a fuck. Well, clean your ass.
Yeah, clean your ass. Or she was like, Ladin's like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What's the weirdest smell you ever smelled? I guess her ass, right?
The ass was the worst.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest.
What's a funny Wi-Fi name?
my neighbors have one, but it's pretty fucking racist.
Go ahead. Say it. Who cares?
I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
What's it say again?
What's the funniest, what's a funny Wi-Fi name?
Like, bitch, we're stealing your something or something stupid like
sure.
that.
Sure. All right. I'll take Whatever. That. What is something everyone looks stupid doing?
Taking a shit.
Yeah, that's true. Or masturbating.
Yeah, just like because you does your phone? No, my MacBook has that stick. I don't want nobody seeing me. Your phone.
You put
has
something
that,
over that.
You have to put if Mark Zuckerberg
has
it.
I'm already fucked.
I'm screwed.
I don't got time to put tape over this thing.
No. I'm jerking off no matter what.
All right, my mom's gonna watch this. Whatever. All right, what what's the most embarrassing thing you've ever worn?
A dress for Halloween when I was like a younger kid, like, and it's walking on the neighborhood because they weren't buying us any fucking costumes, bro. I was a girl for like 3 years.
You're like, is this what you want me to do? Then
is this it?
All right, fine.
Buy me a fucking.
Okay, I'm gonna get my pillowcase. I'm gonna wear my sister's dress. And we're gonna go fucking Halloween.
That's earrings and everything.
Yeah, at least you owned it though. If you owned it,
oh, I killed.
Unless
it.
You walked around and he's like,
oh, dude, it. Dudes want to fuck.
Clean your ass.
Yeah, you whore.
All right. What's the weirdest thing a guest has ever done at your house?
Weirdest,
or your apartment?
Weirdest thing, I guess. Oh, that's a fucking good. I don't even know, dude. Weirdest.
I said.
Oh, shout out, Rene Garcia. Mm-hmm. We got him high, and he walked into the bathroom. We're all smoking. Everybody's sitting there watching TV. And after like 45 minutes, he comes out with a towel on. I go, dude, what the fuck? I know. He goes, what are you guys doing here? I go, you're in my fucking house. He got so high, he thought he was in
Get
his
the
house.
Fuck out of here,
dude. He doesn't smoke weed. He was just staring in
were
the.
Were you smoking hash?
He never smoked weed.
Fucking weed dabbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what sport would be the funniest if you added a mandatory amount of alcohol to?
Oh, my God. NASCAR. This is going to be fucked up.
Just everyone's just driving through the grass.
Oh, my God.
Just shortcuts.
That'd be so great.
Shortcuts.
The pit crew, everybody's fucked up.
Everyone's like, all right. All right, whatever. All right, if you had to kill one comedian, who would it be?
Oh, God.
I said Carrot Top.
You know who I'd want to kill.
Okay, we got that. All right.
Everybody knows who
I think everyone knows, too.
Bitch ass motherfucker.
What celeb would you let kiss your mom?
Brad Pitt.
Hell yeah.
I'd let him bang her and I'd be in the other room like, he's getting it. She's having fun.
Be easy with Brad.
Come on, Brad.
Mom, be easy with
Mom,
him.
Mom, she's like, I love him.
All right, something embarrassing you'd say on the loudspeaker at Walmart.
Wow, this is a good one. That's the last one. Something. You know what I would do? I'd find somebody that works there and announce that they're fired. I'd be like, hey, Jim, just letting you know, you're fired.
That's
everybody,
funny.
And just ruin his whole
thing. Come on. Tracy's ready for you.
Yeah, come sign up the paperwork.
And leave your apron at aisle 4.
Yeah, we know that you've been stealing toilet paper. We have you on tape. Just ruin it.
Vincent O'Shana. Thank you so much for doing this.
Follow me at Vincent O'Shana. It's simple. I've been putting up a bunch of videos.
And we just put up a really funny video.
We just shot one. It's like a post-performance interviews when comedians get off stage.
Yep.
And we're interviewing like we're fucking football players.
That's it. And then where can people see you perform in the next coming weeks? Because I'm going to put this out in probably 2 weeks.
I'll be in San Jose performing at Fumi Cafe. It's like a hookah lounge, but it's a really dope spot.
Dope.
I'll be there. I should be going back to Detroit at a casino sooner. Everything's just happening.
Check your website.
Check
for
out my
dates.
Website or just, you know, on Facebook, on my fan page, and on my Instagram. I'm always posting where I'm at.
Dope. Well, thank you for doing this. This has been one of the best interviews I think I've done in a long time.
Yeah.
It's just nice. It's good to have good people and great comedians. And please subscribe. Check us out at Not Boring Studios. Check out Brady Matthews. Subscribe on all platforms.
Hot.
And
get me an agent.
And I'll try to get you an agent. And everyone, please pray that I get this pilot. All right. Bless up. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.